Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they will recognize the retirements of Senior Emergency Dispatcher Sherry Williams for her 30 years of service to the county and to the retiring Charlie Fiedler after 28 years with Caltrans. The board will hear a presentation from representatives of AT&T on the company's plans to apply for Connect America grant funds to be used to expand broadband service to what are known as high-cost areas in the county, primarily rural areas. The board is also expected to approve an agreement between the county and its legislative lobbying firm, Shaw, Yoder, and Twee, formerly Peterson Consulting. The three-year contract will cost the county about $71,000, an increase of just over $2,000 for the life of the last three-year contract. The board will approve donations made to the Sheriff's Office of $2,900 by members of the community. They donated the money so that two deputies could attend memorial services in Dallas following the killing and wounding of 12 officers in July. Humboldt Bay Fire units responded to a boarded-up and vacant building at 2nd and A Streets yesterday morning after reports came in that smoke was pouring from the roof. When firefighters reached the scene, they were told that as many as a dozen people were seen fleeing the building, and fire crews found one man inside attempting to remove belongings. That man was removed and the fire was extinguished, and then a thorough search of the structure was performed to ensure no one was inside. The fire was found in trash and old furniture, and there were no injuries reported. The Humboldt Bay Harbor Commission will need a new commissioner once newly elected 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson takes his seat in January, and the Harbor District is currently accepting applications for an interim commissioner to fill out the remainder of Wilson's term on the board, which ends at the end of 2017. Interested parties should contact the Harbor District office or check online for application information. The deadline to apply is November 14th. Pacific Gas and Electric will conduct aerial patrols beginning tomorrow as inspectors fly over rural gas lines to look for any potential problems. The plane will fly as low as 5,000 feet or lower, and the inspections are part of a regular bi-monthly inspection program conducted by the utility. The City of Eureka will begin the final phase of the Mad River Pipeline project by the end of the month, a project that will provide a parallel pipeline to existing chief water mains for the city, a pipe installed in 1936. The project will impact traffic at Hubbard Lane and Harris Street, and once underway, drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians should be prepared for detours, lane closures, and traffic delays. Jordan Christmas has news from the CHP.
The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal single-vehicle collision on a dirt road near the intersection of Elk River Road and Browning Lane on Saturday afternoon. 82-year-old Eureka resident Charles McDougal Lawrence was driving on the dirt road when he collided with a raised dirt embankment, causing the truck to overturn, and it came to rest on its roof. Lawrence was pronounced dead at the scene when emergency personnel arrived. The investigation is ongoing, however, alcohol and drugs have been ruled out as factors in the crash.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the county announced initial success with the Housing First model and collaboration with the City of Eureka to find permanent housing for the homeless last week, County Senior Program Manager Sally Hewitt said that while it's progress, the work has just begun. Supervisor Virginia Bass, a key player in the city-county joint effort, echoed those sentiments when she discussed the program that has seen 30 people in need of housing find a permanent place to live in less than 60 days. Bass said that while the initial results are promising, it's just a start, and that even after you've been able to find housing for some, there are others lined up awaiting assistance as well.
Some of the challenges is, yeah, we're making progress, but you can't stop the incoming. And whether it's true that people are being sent here from other cities or states, I think to a degree it is, we do have new people showing up all the time. Yes, you get 20 people housed, and then all of a sudden there's 40 more that you're running into.
Bass also pointed out that Betty Chin's new housing facility for families and those recovering from illness or medical procedures opened on Friday.
And it's right next to our other facility, right by the police department there. And what's exciting about this is it's for more families, because there are a lot of homeless families. And this is important to get them to the next step, to get them ready to take responsibility for their lives and be able to move on from there. But it also is going to provide more respite beds.
Bass said that the county and the city remain focused on the Housing First model to address homelessness in the community. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.